Basic Bananas.
Hi and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. Today it's just me, Francisca, one of the founders of Basic Bananas, talking to you and talking to myself about something that I've been noticing a lot lately that I think is very important to address and discuss and talk about. And that is that phenomenon that human beings, I can hardly say that word, phenomenon, that human beings have, which is to compare ourselves with anything and anything. It's really, I guess, also because of social media, it's really easy to compare ourselves with other people. And I've seen this in action a lot, I guess, with business owners, but also with friends and really anyone that is comparing themselves. And usually, you know, you can compare job titles or how much money someone makes or how good a business is running or how someone looks or how someone has a relationship with someone. So it's, you can really do this on all different levels of our lives. But what I've noticed is that when we do that, it's really not good for our happiness and for our, what's the word, for really for our well-being, because it's, we're constantly trying to look at what other people are doing, and usually it's to the detriment of ourselves. So usually we look at other people that are maybe have something else that we would like, and then when we're comparing, and it really makes human beings a little bit maybe more insecure and also a little bit more upset maybe, and a little bit more just unhappy with life and with how business is going. So it's just something that can really almost, it can steal your joy in your business and it can steal your joy in your life in general. But today I do want to talk a little bit more about how this applies to business and other, you know, yourself as a business owner or other businesses comparing themselves with other businesses. And the thing is that it's almost a little bit of a time waster to do that. And it's almost the wrong focus, because rather than focusing on what other people are doing and maybe they have this and I should have this and maybe I should do this because they do this, let's just focus on our businesses instead rather than focusing on other people. Because you already have something good going. And sometimes when we stop looking at others and comparing, good things come out. So the other thing, you know, about social media especially, but with anything really, it's very easy to make something look perfect through social media. I mean, most people don't put up pictures saying, I just had the worst day of my life. Some people do, but mostly we don't talk about that. It's very easy to talk about the positive things. I hardly talk about negative things on social media, mainly because I just don't feel like sharing negative things on social media personally. But that's why it could sometimes almost look like people always have their shizzle together, because it looks like they do, but we don't know what's true anyway. So there's really no point in comparing ourselves to other people. And the other thing also that I find is when you compare yourself too much with someone or an industry or some person or a specific business, it might almost not make you do something that could be very good for you. So you might have a really smart idea, or you might have a crazy idea that you think, hey, I should do that. And then you maybe compare yourself, you look at someone else, maybe even at some competitors, and you see that they're not doing that. And maybe then it gives you some doubts in your mind of whether that was a really good idea, rather than just going out and trying something, trying what it is that you want to do. And there was a study done actually ages ago, which was a study with university students. And what they found is that there are obviously very intelligent students, and they're at the top of their classes around, you know, it was a study that was done in America at Harvard University and some of the top universities. And so these kids are at the top of their classes in their high school, in their colleges, and then they go to one of these elite universities like Harvard University, for example, and suddenly they're not at the top anymore, because everyone there is really good. So they go from being at the top of their class their whole life to not being at the top anymore. And there was one specific case where a few people, there was one, actually one of the girls, I remember reading this study, one girl was really interested in science. That's all she wanted to do all her life. She was just fascinated by science and she studied different science like chemistry, etc., etc. And once she went, so she was really good at it. Then once she went into Harvard University, suddenly she was not so good anymore and she compared herself with other people in her class. So she wasn't the best anymore. She started to compare herself and it made her feel bad. Suddenly she decided that actually she doesn't want to be in the middle or at the bottom of the class, and she stopped following her passions because she wasn't the best anymore. And that came out of comparing herself. But then a few years later, when I can't remember what other career she took, but when she got asked what her passions are now, a few years later after that happened, she said it's still science, but she wasn't working in science anymore because she compared herself with other people. So what can you do instead of comparing yourselves with other people and other businesses? What can you do? Well, one of the best things that you can do, and this is something that I'm a huge fan of and something we do a lot at Basic Bananas, is celebrating your own successes. Every day you have little achievements, even if it doesn't feel like it. Just find the one thing that you have achieved in the day or in the week that you can celebrate and be grateful for it. So celebrate more, but also appreciate the things that you have done. So rather than comparing yourself and getting down on something because this other person is doing better than you are, appreciate what you are doing because you are doing something good already. You are a business owner, you are an action taker, you're running your own business, which is already a celebration worth itself. Also, rather than going after, and I might do a whole episode on this because I think this is a really important topic too, rather than striving for materialistic things, so rather than comparing money and success in terms of money and how much you own and how many cars you drive and fancy stuff like that and maybe fancy handbags or fancy cars and houses and anything like that, maybe going after more meaningful things, that because usually those things have a very short-term happiness in them. But longer term happiness is more when it comes to meaningful things such as fun and lifestyle, friendships, love, even smiles and making an impact. So rather than comparing materialistic things and going after that, maybe going after more meaningful things. And I will do a whole episode actually on what this success means. And success means something else for different people, but I will share some of my thoughts on this too. Also remember that nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. Because, you know, even the people that look perfect, they're not perfect. So I guess just accepting that nobody's perfect and that it can take some time sometimes to get to where you want to get to, it's just accepting that fact. And, you know, I'm a very impatient person. So for me to say that, I know what it feels like because I want everything done yesterday. But we actually do have to be patient with some of the things that we expect. And just I guess remembering that it's okay to not be perfect. The other thing also, there was another study that I found really interesting. And really the concept is about that you want to be, as for your business and as a business owner, you'd rather be the big fish in a small pond, in a tiny pond, than being a small fish in a huge pond. So what do I mean by this? You might have heard this expression before. So I'll say it again. Rather than, you want to be a big fish in a small pond, so you want to be known amongst a smaller market, rather than being completely unknown, being a small fish in a huge pond. And here again, this is a really cool case study that I read the other day, which was about the Impressionist painters in France. So years and years ago, when there was the Impressionism was growing as a movement in France, the guys like Monet and Renoir, they're very famous Impressionist painters, they decided not to get into the salon. The salon used to be the place to be for an artist. So the salon was a yearly or so exhibition in Paris where all the artists and the painters that wanted to be known and seen would go there. But it was huge. The salon was huge. So there were thousands and thousands of pieces exhibited at the salon. So it was actually really hard to be seen. So you were a small fish in a big pond. So what the Impressionist painters decided to do is they said, nah, we're not going to compete in this big pond. There's no, doesn't make sense. Nobody's even going to notice us. We're going to create our own pond. And they created their own small pond of Impressionist painters and had their own exhibitions. And suddenly, They did get seen. They became known. They were seen because they created their own small pond. They were not competing in a big pond, but in a small pond. So I thought that was a really accurate story to tell when it comes to comparing yourself. Choose wisely who you compare yourselves to, but maybe just don't compare yourselves at all and create your own pond, create your own market, do your own thing. And you know, sometimes you hear me talk about, and I talk to our members a lot about this too, sometimes it's almost, and I know this goes against a lot of advice out there, but sometimes it's almost good to not even look at what competitors are doing. I personally hardly look at what people in our industry, we don't have, I guess, a lot of competitors because what we're doing is quite different. We are trailblazing our own niche and our own systems, but sometimes it's just good to not even look because it won't influence how you do things. You it will make you do your own thing even more. And you know, that's the next point that I want to share. Just do your own thing. Do it your way. And this way, if you do it your way, you can become the big fish. And you will, if you do things your way and uniquely your way, it will be a lot harder to copy you. And also you will create crazy followers. It might take a little bit of time to get traction, but it's a lot more sustainable and it's a lot more interesting and it's a lot more authentic for yourself to just do your own thing. And lastly, set your own standards for yourself. And hopefully they are high. Hopefully you're setting high standards for yourself. And rather than looking at other people's standards, set your own and set them high because you can. So that's it for today's episode. I can't wait to come back with some more thoughts on the other topics that I've shared, that I mentioned earlier. And thanks again for listening. Actually, something else, also a quick shout out I wanted to give. We got a really beautiful email the other day and I just can't find it right now, but we'll read it hopefully on the next episode. Someone emailed us and said, look, I usually don't ever send emails like this because it's, you know, you have to go out of your way to do that. But I really just wanted to thank you guys so much for the Basic Bananas radio show because it's given me so much inspiration and motivation listening to your shows. So thank you so much. It means a lot that I'm writing this because I'm never writing emails like this. So I'm just quoting this. This is not word for word, word by word. So thank you so much to the person who sent this email. I will get one of my team members to find it so we can give a proper shout out with name on it too. But if you do want to share something with us, even any of your thoughts on these topics, if you do have a topic request, or if you have a question for us, for myself, or Christo, or my team members, please do email us. And the best email to catch us on is info@basicbananas.com. That's info@basicbananas.com. So please do feel free to share any of your thoughts, questions, comments, feedback, anything that you would like to hear from us. We love hearing from you and we reply to every single email that we get. So thanks again. Thanks for listening and I will catch you on the next episode.
Basic Bananas.